Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about the rewards of Christ and the things that are available to us as obedient Christians. And we're also talking about some of the consequences that comes upon us when we're not obedient Christians. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless this teaching. Bless your word as it goes forth. Open our hearts and our understanding to the truth of your word, that we may really understand and receive the word of the living God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. The rewards of Christ, or the judgment seat, as it's referred to in 2 Corinthians 5:10, clearly says that for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Are you ready to stand before the judgment seat of Christ? I've learned some things about standing before the judgment seat of Christ. We're all going to stand, all that are Christians. Now, when he says all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that's totally the body of Christ. That is not the unbeliever. The unbeliever has something totally different for him. And you don't want to be a part of his judgment, because it will cast you alive into the lake of fire forever. But the judgment seat of Christ, or the handing out of the rewards of Christ, these are the rewards we get for being obedient to serve God. Now, if we are obedient, we get rewards on earth right now, as well as build our treasures in heaven and our crowns and everything that we've talked about in this series, all of the five crowns, as well as many other things we'll get. But the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 5:10, we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, all of us that are Christians, and we will get the rewards that's ours. But some of us are not going to get any rewards. The Lord says that he is waiting for the precious fruit of the earth. So maybe you yourself have never thought of yourself as a fruit-bearing tree growing out in a field. It was a kind of a unique experience for me to think about this flesh and blood body that I live in being in a field, and it is attached to the ground, to the vine, and it produces fruit, or at least it's supposed to. In 1 Corinthians, he tells us that we are God's fellow workers, we are God's field, and we are God's building. And also another thing, a lot of times we never think about God as a farmer. But in James 5, verse 7, he says, therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it and until it receives the early and latter rain. He is definitely waiting as a farmer for the fruit. It is very important to the Lord that you bear much fruit. Do you think a farmer wants his field to bear much fruit? Well, let me tell you, he does. Because in John 15:8, he makes this statement. In John 15:8, the Word of God says, my true disciples produce bountiful harvest. This brings great glory to my Father. So, from the Word of God, John 15:8, if you are a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are to be producing fruit for the kingdom of God. You're to be out there doing something for Jesus. And if you do that, it said this brings great glory to the Heavenly Father. Now then, you have the option to either bear fruit or not bear fruit. Many Christians bear no fruit. And many of them are in pain and torment here on this earth, and many of them die early, and they don't have a clue what causes it. They have sickness and disease because they have not bore any fruit. Now, in John 15:2, it says, every branch in me. Now, Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. If Jesus is the vine and we are the branches, and he says, every branch in me, or that's in Christ, that does not bear fruit, he takes it away. God takes it away. In other words, he cuts it off. In other words, it dies. It's already dead because it didn't produce fruit. So he breaks it off and throws it away. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that branch so it will bear even more fruit. You think God wants us to be very fruitful? Absolutely. How do you bear fruit? Well, John 15:4, he tells us, take care to live in me. Now, if you don't live in Christ, you can't do it, because he says, take care to live in me, or in Christ, and let me, or Christ, live in you, for a branch can't produce fruit when severed from the vine. In other words, you can take any branch and break it off of a tree, and that branch will dry up. The tree won't die, but the branch will. When that branch is broken off, when no nourishment from that tree goes into that branch dries, it withers up. Well, you're the branch, you and I are. Now you can be fruitful, nor can you be fruitful apart from me. Yes, I, Jesus, am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him shall produce a large crop of fruit. For apart from me, you cannot do a thing. So if you think you're going to bear fruit and not be a Christian for the kingdom of God, you are absolutely wrong. The only way you can bear fruit for the kingdom of God is to be a born-again, spirit-filled Christian that's about the Lord's work, studying his word, hiding his word in your heart, and then believing what it says. When you sit down to study God's word, now don't just sit down to read it. The word of God, he tells us, and Paul tells us in Timothy, to study to show yourself approved unto God. Study the word of God. He never tells us just to sit down and read it. And in Romans 10:17, it says faith comes by hearing the word of God. So if faith comes by hearing the word of God, then it doesn't come by reading the word of God. It comes by hearing it. So when you sit down to read it, don't ever read it silently. Read it out loud. Let the words come out of your mouth, vibrate on your ears, and go back into your brain. That's how faith comes, by hearing God's word. So how do we bear this great crop of fruit? Well, number one, we must abide in the vine. What does it mean to you to abide in the vine and for him to abide in you? What does it mean? Let's see what Paul had to say about this in Galatians chapter 2. Galatians 2, verse 20, he says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I myself no longer live, but Christ lives in me, and the real life I now have within this body is the result of my trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Every morning when you wake up, you need to worship and praise God. You need to ask him to fill you with a mighty Holy Spirit. You need to ask the Lord to help you to die to this piece of flesh, to let this piece of flesh die every day and not want its own thing. Because if it lives, it's not going to want to do what God wants to do. The flesh never lines up with the Word of God. This piece of flesh we live in, I'm going to be first to tell you, I know I got one. This body I live in, although it's a magnificent, wonderful thing, and it can do some awesome things, but it is a lazy beast. It'd a whole lot rather sleep, lay down, do nothing. It's a lazy, worthless beast. You have to beat this body to bring this body into subjection to the Word of God. If you don't, it will have you. It will deceive you. It will cheat you out of so many things. So you have to take control or take authority over the flesh. That's what the devil works on, the flesh. That's what he makes sick. Anytime that sickness and disease tries to come up on this flesh, you must make sure that you're walking totally in obedience to God's word. If you are, then just like James 4:7 says, if you have submitted yourself to God, you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. Well, how do you resist the devil? You resist him with it is written, the word of God. What if you don't have any of the word of God hidden in your heart? Well, you're in trouble. You better go start hiding some of this in your heart. When you do, and you start abiding in the vine, and he abides in you, then together you can produce much fruit for the kingdom of God. And the blessings that will come upon you and overtake you on this earth are tremendous, as well as you're building your treasures in heaven. So that when you get there, you'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ at the end of the age. And he will say, well done, faithful servant, come and enter into the joy of the Lord that was reserved for you. Well, that's what I want to hear the king say. So I want to really serve him. Now then, who do you belong to anyway? I have had a lot of Christians tell me, it is my life and I will do with it what I want to do. I've had several people in my life, especially I remember a young lady one time. I mean, it's been 10, 12 years ago. This young girl was at 16. She moved in with a young boy. Her daddy tried to talk to her. She wouldn't hear him. She was listening totally to her flesh. So her daddy, which was in my Sunday school class, wanted me to go talk to his daughter. I did. And she wouldn't listen to me either. I told her, are you a Christian? And she said, yes. And I said, well, if you really are, if you live like this and you don't repent, somewhere along the line, something will happen to you that you don't like. Well, she lived with this boy and got pregnant and had a baby and later got pregnant again, had another baby, and I went a second time and tried my best to tell her what she was doing was wrong. God says her body belonged to him if she was a Christian. And she said, no, my body belongs to me. I can do anything with my body I want to do. I told her, young lady, that's not what the Word of God says. And I'm going to read these scriptures to you to confirm this in just a moment. But this little girl continued to resist God. Finally got pregnant a third time, and by the time she was, she wasn't even 22 years old when her third baby was born. And when that baby was 1 month old, she and that lost boy went to bed together one night, and the next morning he woke up, and the baby woke up, but the girl did not. No apparent reason for heart failure at 21, just heart failure. Isn't that amazing?
These teachings can be yours free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106 or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. Remember, they're free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.